welcome to Sese Says So. I am Miss Sese, and this podcast is a biology revision podcast aimed to help you with your GCSE and A-level revision. Now, in today's episode, we're going to do something a little different. As a teacher, I often get asked many questions about how to prepare for exams. So I thought it would be helpful to do an episode dedicated to offering you top tips to help you with your GCSE preparation. And to make this episode even better, I am joined by a fellow veteran in this teaching game, and her name is Miss Estrick. Hello, Miss Estrick, how are you? And would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi there, yeah, I'm good. So I'm Katie, or otherwise known as Miss Estrick. So I've been teaching since 2010 all across the UK. So starting in Nottingham, moved to Sheffield, then North London, and now I've been teaching in Northeast London for 8 years. I also tutor, create YouTube videos and content on Instagram, TikTok, biology and study skills content. And most recently, I've launched my website for students to get revision resources too. So basically, I just love biology, but I love teaching and helping students even more. So I've branched out into the online world.
Awesome. And together we're going to offer some really useful top tips for the students to help with their GCSE revision. So these set of tips are aimed at year 11. Your GCSEs are fast approaching, and I believe that this year can be pretty stressful. Again, I can't emphasize enough how important it is to be prepared. The more consistent you are within your preparation, the less stressful this year will be. So here are our top tips for you. So my top tip, or my first tip, is to start to identify and review your weaker topics from year 9 and year 10. When you get to year 11, you are going to learn some new topics. So it is important that you're still going over those topics from year 9 and year 10. And it's very important that you identify your weaker topics, because they're the ones which are going to require more time and more work. For us, it's very easy for us to revise the topics which we feel confident with, but it's very important that we do focus on those topics which we are not sure about and we are weaker on, because they're the ones that will require more time.
Well, my first tip is to do with exam technique, and that is know your command words, and when you do see them in the questions, underline them. So each exam question that you see has a command word, and that is what is instructing you what to put in your answer. So for example, you might be asked to describe something, explain, use the information, evaluate, compare. So you need to make sure you know exactly what each of those words is asking you to do. And then when you do approach questions, underline them in each question to help you focus your answer. Now, if you don't know what the command words mean, you can actually search them for your exam board, and they will give you a glossary of all the command words that they could ever ask you in the exam and what that command word actually means. So I'd absolutely recommend that you go and do that.
I think, kind of falling into my next tip, it is practice exam questions. Now, I'm going to kind of go against the old saying that is practice makes perfect, because what that saying forgets is practice efficiently makes perfect, because you could be practicing the wrong thing and that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to make perfect. So that's why I say practice efficiently makes perfect. So when it comes to your exam questions, again, you know your exam board, so you know which exam questions to do. It's very important that you get into the habit, because half of your GCSE, or even more than half of the battle of GCSE, is exam technique. And I always say, once you know how to deal with those exam papers, it's almost like having a cheat code ready for when you actually do your GCSEs. So you're quite lucky, because there are so many resources when it comes to the internet where you can get exam papers, and if you don't know where to go, you can go to your teachers and they'll usually have a bank of exam papers for you to do. And then also have a look at the mark scheme, so you know what keywords need to be used or how to phrase certain sentences to get the maximum marks. It will make your life a lot easier. And then I always say practice those exam questions or exam papers in an exam kind of condition, so that when you actually do the real thing, it doesn't feel as intimidating because you've prepared yourself for that sort of environment.
Absolutely. And just one thing to bear in mind is as well, when you're doing practice questions, don't expect to get everything correct at the start or even beyond the start. And that's absolutely fine, because when you get things wrong, you're learning from it. So don't feel downhearted if you are getting things wrong to begin with. And so my next one is to take class tests seriously. And I've always emphasized this, but since the pandemic, it has been more important than ever, with the exams being cancelled the last 2 years. So if we ignore the obvious reasons it's been important during the pandemic to take your tests seriously, thinking pre-COVID, it was still important to take tests seriously. And this isn't to say that I think you should worry and panic and become overly stressed by them. Instead, what I mean by taking them seriously is to give yourself enough time to properly revise and practice exam questions, and don't just cram the night before. Or even worse still, I know some people are guilty of this one, revising the form time the day of the test. Now, the grade you get in the test isn't really what's important. For the reason to take it seriously. The reason to take it seriously is what you gain from doing proper revision every time. It will improve your understanding and long-term memory of the information. So when it does come to the actual GCSE, it's a lot easier and quicker to revise, and you will have improved your exam technique, your ability to revise, and your confidence already. So definitely take those class tests seriously.
Yeah, no, I say the same as well. I always tell them the day when I tell them there's a test, because I do usually give them about 2 weeks' notice, that's when they should start their revision. And then I don't expect them to do hours of revision. It could be just small chunks leading up until that test. And the reason I do that is I want them to start getting into good habits. The worst thing which they can possibly do, and I always put into this kind of perspective, is to tram and cram three years worth of work before an exam, because it's impossible to cram all that content. So by preparing for these end of topic tests properly, they're teaching themselves how to do it properly for the real thing. So it's like what you said, it's what you gain from it. So I couldn't agree more. So for the last tip, we kind of collaborated for this one. So I'm going to say, ask for help. No one is expecting you to do this all by yourself. And respect to you if you have done this all by yourself. But there are teachers who it's basically our job to help you when you don't get something. Use your friends. Sometimes you can form revision groups with your friends. And if there's topics which you're struggling on, but your friend is quite confident on, use that to your advantage. But always ask for help. And there's nothing wrong. And I say this as someone, as a student, who did not like asking for help. But there's nothing wrong with asking for help, especially when you have the support system there to help you.
And as well as that, just thinking about your physical and mental health, they are so, so important to be to keep you healthy, happy, and to be successful. So it's really, really important that, yes, you're working hard, but that doesn't mean you're working every hour of the day or staying up all night thinking you have to revise every single second, never taking breaks. You must allow yourself to have breaks and not feel guilty about taking breaks. So do allow yourself breaks and don't beat yourself up about taking a break as well.
Yeah, especially when you've put the time in. I think that's actually important. When you've put the time in, then yeah, you do deserve those breaks and those moments of rest. So for the Year 11 students, I hope that you found those tips very useful. And again, I would encourage you to take them on board and to utilise them within your preparation for your GCSEs. So, Miss Estrick, where can people find you? This is your opportunity to plug yourself.
Well, you can find me on YouTube if you search for Miss Estrick Biology. Same on Instagram and TikTok. And most recently, my new website, missestrick.co.uk.
And I just want to take this moment to thank Miss Estrick. I reached out to her on Instagram and we've just been discussing this secretly over Instagram. I'm happy that it's finally happening, and also the fact that it's happening in two different parts of the world. It's all the power of the internet. So thank you so much for coming on to the show.
And thank you for having me. I've loved it. And like you said, I find it really exciting that we're doing this at completely different times of the day and completely different sides of the world. It's amazing.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope that you found the tips helpful and useful. Remember, you can find me on my main social platform at SeseSeso on Instagram, and handouts for all of my episodes to help you with your revision can be found on my TED shop, so just search SeseSeso. So don't forget to join me again for next week's episode. Why? Because Sese says so.